Welcome to Influence, the Art and Science of Changing Minds by Steve Hughes. Do you ever wish you could just snap your fingers and others around you would instantly agree with you? This powerful program will teach you how to be more influential and persuasive in everyday situations, regardless of your position. Here's Steve Hughes.
Who here has ever received a notice in the mail requesting you to serve on jury duty? Anyone ever had that? Okay. All right. Question two. Who here, when they got that, hoped to high heaven that something would come and prevent it from actually happening? Okay. All right. Those of you who didn't raise your hand are good citizens. Good for you. But most of us are all into the jury system. It's cool. It's great. But it never comes at a good time, right? It's never at a good time for you. Well, recently, a good friend of mine down in Springfield got one such notice in the mail. She is a busy working mom, two kids at home, lots of stuff going on, and she thought, oh my gosh, and she'd already done a deferment like previously in the year, so she had to go. So she shows up at the courthouse Monday morning, 9 o'clock, with about 40 or 50 other people, walks in and was thinking the whole time, please don't pick me, don't pick me, don't pick me. You know, she's thinking, what can I do to get out of this without getting arrested, right? And then within 30 to 40 seconds of the prosecutor, the person running the meeting and doing the selecting deal, with about 30 or 40 seconds, suddenly her entire world had changed just on what he had said. Basically, he got up there and he said this. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming this morning. Appreciate that. But I do want to tell you, I'm looking around the room here and I'm thinking most of you are probably not cut out to serve in this jury. Most of you probably don't have the wherewithal to make the weighty decision that you're going to have to make to decide what's going to happen in this case. I mean, I'm not asking you to pick a restaurant or choose a movie or even decide something as big as where your kid should go to college. We're deciding in this murder case whether this human being should live or die. And that's a big decision. And it requires a lot of thinking, a lot of focus, a lot of all the stuff that you may or may not have. In fact, to look around this room, we may have trouble even getting 12 people suitable enough to serve in this jury. But let's get into it, shall we? And she was amazed how in that short amount of time, she went from, please don't pick me, please don't pick me, to, I hope I have a shot. I hope they pick me. Now, what that prosecutor knew was if he'd gone in there and been apologetic, and I know it's an inconvenience, and I'm so sorry, and it's a big bummer, and all that kind of stuff, and kind of apologized for it and said, please, please get into this, he would have had a hard time getting people wanting to get on. And he had to pick them anyway. But what he did understand, what we're going to talk about tonight, is this. If you understand how people make decisions, if you understand what things are important to them, and if you also then understand some of the psychological tools and buttons and tactics you can use to affect how they make that decision, you can be a much better influencer. Now, you notice the title of the program tonight is Says Who. It's not the science of changing minds. It's the art and science. If it were that easy of just putting in these three inputs and then automatically, whoop, people change their mind, we'd do it all the time, right? I don't feel like going out tonight. Oh, yes, I do. You know, that guy, it's not that easy. However, I'm going to show you it may not be as hard as you think either. So if you'll join me for this ride together, we're going to look at essentially how can you, using just the tools you have, just what you bring to the table, and nothing else, how you can actually affect people and put yourself in a position for them to say yes or at least begin to agree with what you have to say, which I believe that is a pretty common thing, right? We face, as leaders in the information management world, there's a lot of challenges. You have to get groups of people and see, you know, CEOs and all sorts of folks to have to go one direction and they want to go another direction, that sort of thing. So tonight, if you'll flip over the handout, for those of you who want to actually fill it out, at least you want to act like you're filling it out, that would be nice too. If you're doodling, I'll think you might be taking notes. We're going to use the numbers 535. 535. The first five are the five kinds of individual decision-making styles based on a huge longitudinal study done by some folks through Harvard, and it looks at how individuals make decisions. It's pretty fascinating stuff. The three stands for the three kinds of audiences that are out there, the three kind of audiences that you face. So the first one's individual, the second group there is group, and then the final five are the five P's of persuasion. You'll know I'm a big alliteration fella. So instead of just random words, they all start with P, but these are tools you can begin to use once you understand who you're dealing with and what's going on. Let's look into it. In fact, I think the best way for us to get started is let's talk about some stuff that everyone can agree upon, everyone can circle around and really find some agreement on. That's politics and religion. And